There is a lack of women working in the professional tech industry. That's according to census data tracking jobs like computer programmers, software developers, and systems administrators, the people who create and maintain the digital world you and I work with every day. But there is one non-traditional, year-long program in Seattle that's working to change that. KUOW reporter Jamala Henderson has the story.
Ada Developers Academy is currently living in the stylish downtown Seattle headquarters of the software tech company Moz. Their classroom sits in the center of the modern-looking multi-level space filled with glass-walled meeting rooms and workspaces. The rooms have geeky robot and spaceship-inspired names like R2-D2, Moonraker, and Millennium Falcon. Ada's classroom is located in Icarus.
In my parameters hash in the added key, and just hand it to the Ruby object and let the Ruby object do all the heavy lifting.
It's been so intense.
Catherine Patke is part of Ada's second class. The year-long program combines 7 months of coding classes and workshops with tech pros, followed up with a five-month internship at a Seattle area tech company.
The speed that we cover the material is really intense, and just being able to wrap your mind around it in the first place, as well as being able to then take that into the workplace for an internship, like, it's just like intense. That is like the one adjective that I would really use.
Patke earned her master's in journalism at NYU and was working in an office there. She taught herself some coding with online tutorials, but found it hard to keep up while working full-time and felt that a career in computer programming was out of her reach.
It really felt like that ship had sailed at that point. And so I kind of saw it as like, this is an interesting thing that I like doing in my free time and learning more about, but not something that I could ever really like turn into a career.
But that's what Cynthia T says Ada is looking for, women from a wide variety of backgrounds. T is the Academy's newly minted executive director.
Ada recognizes that a lot of our students did not actually take that technical path in college. We have women who've worked at retail, we have women who've worked as baristas, flight attendants, bakers, biologists.
Before taking Ada's top job, T worked at Microsoft for 2 decades as a software program manager, and she's seen firsthand some of the issues associated with women in the tech field. In the tech world, about 85% of the programming jobs are held by men, and some say that imbalance is a problem for the industry.
It's a problem because computer scientists design things, you know, software systems, and design is inherently creative.
Ed Lazowska is a professor of computer science at the University of Washington. I caught him by cell phone on his way to accept an award for recruiting and retaining women into the UW's computer science program.
Just from a sort of crass quality point of view, you get a better result if you have a more diverse workforce contributing to it.
Cynthia T agrees. She says a diverse team makes for a better software product, and tech companies from startups to the big ones should make an effort to widen their net of recruiting.
Pick out college campuses that are well beyond your usual set and start betting on people who have also been trained by non-traditional means to program.
But getting women into tech jobs is only one part of the problem. T says keeping them there has also been an issue. She says finding multiple mentors is key.
I was fortunate enough to find a lot of good sponsors, some of them women and some of them men at Microsoft, who were very good about giving me the right opportunities or leading me to the right opportunities. And I think that has made a huge difference for me.
In the meantime, Ada student Kat Patke is less focused on gender imbalance in tech and more focused on how best to use her newfound skills to grow a career in software development. At the moment, she's interning at Nordstrom's.
The project that I'm working on is a sort of dashboard for system health for their page. So I'm basically building a whole bunch of graphs at the moment.
And Patke says now that she's had some training, she understands just how many opportunities are waiting for her in the tech industry.
It's just sort of made me realize how many avenues there are in tech. There's so many directions that you can take it. I think at this point, I'm just really interested in ending up somewhere where I can keep learning at a fast clip because there is still so much more to learn.
Jamala Henderson, KUOW News.
Again, that's ADA, Ada Developers Academy, an intensive software developer training school for women based here in Seattle.